This is KCUR 89.3. Holden, Missouri is a small town about an hour southeast of Kansas City. Trains used to stop there, but these days they just blow right through. Now, though, there's an artist who thinks he can literally stop those trains with murals of Holden's war veterans along the tracks. KCUR's Julie Dinesche explains.
There's a chill in the air. A familiar figure is once again painting on the brick wall of the old Tamridge House Hotel. Robert Volrath is outside wearing just a sweatshirt as he dabs bright red paint on a mound of poppies. After a morning of work, he takes a step back to take a look.
Oh, that looks all right. Yeah, that's gonna work out great.
Towering above him is a 45-foot soldier. It's a doughboy from World War I, a veteran from Holden named John Lewis Barkley, who received the Medal of Honor in 1918.
When big flakes of snow are coming down, I like to paint because people go, "That Robert's crazy! He's out there painting in the snow."
The old hotel where he's painting is next to a busy railway track that runs right through town. The train used to stop in Holden back when Volrath was a boy. He wants to bring it back.
My audience is the Amtrak. Like the Amtrak you just went by, that's my audience. Trying to get the trains to stop here. Gotta give them a reason.
Holden was founded just before the Civil War. During the fighting, most of its businesses were burned to the ground. After the war, the railroad brought prosperity. Today, it's a farming town. About 2,500 people live here. One reason folks come into town is to shop at Walker's 5 and 10. There's been a general store in this spot since the late 1800s.
You don't get stores like this in small towns anymore.
That's Scotty Walker. He and his wife have owned the place for the past 30 years.
13, 15, 5 is 20.
Walker's 5 and 10 is famous for its cookie cutters.
267 different shapes of cookie cutters. I started off with about 15, so I just expanded, and now it's not unusual at all for somebody to come in and buy 50 cookie cutters all at once. I even had somebody come from Denver.
Walker's store is just a few doors down from where Robert Volrath is painting his big mural. Walker was skeptical when he first heard about it.
That's a pretty big building, and I wasn't sure how it would turn out or if it even would be completed. I mean, I guess I didn't doubt that it would be completed. I just was doubtful of how it would look, and so I was pretty impressed, yeah.
You gotta wear a hard hat when you're working with a paint pole, especially up high, because you'll have a brick come down and can kill you. I say, you know, this kind of mural painting is not for the wimpy. It's kind of almost like bare-knuckle murals when you paint on really old brick buildings.
Not everyone in town was pleased when Volrath started with the murals back in 2011. He did one of the old train station, and in other places he painted unicorns and historic scenes from Holden's past.
I had a lot of people criticize me, saying I was turning the town into a cartoon, that I was ruining the town, and all that went away when I did the veterans mural.
A train hasn't stopped here since 1970, but Volrath has a theory. If he paints veterans on more of Holden's buildings, Amtrak could be convinced to stop here again. An Amtrak spokesman says the train can't stop everywhere, but if folks in Holden wanted to make a case, they could look into it.
I don't know if that'll happen, but you just gotta have faith and believe.
Volrath is undeterred. His plan is to paint 20 murals celebrating military veterans. So far, he's mapped out World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and Afghanistan. To get it all done, he plans to work all winter. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Dinesche.
You can find photos of Robert Volrath's murals in Holden, Missouri at kcur.org.